If you look up the word militia, you'll find two pretty contradictory definitions. One is a military force made up of civilians to supplement a regular army. The other, a military force that engages in rebel or terrorist acts in opposition to a regular army. The number of militia groups in the U.S. has more than doubled in the past year, and filmmaker James Burns spent time embedded with a Georgia militia for a Vice.com documentary. He joins me from New York. Hi, James.
Hi.
Why? What made you want to embed? What were you hoping to find out?
Well, I think this issue has been increasingly overwhelming. You know, I mean, the number of militias have grown, and I wanted to get a firsthand look at what was really going on and see their point of view.
And what did you learn? Any surprises for you?
Yeah, I was surprised that they weren't as organized as I thought they'd be, and that that they contradict themselves a lot.
Well, let's hear a little bit.
They have such a huge following, so I wouldn't, you know, I thought that people would see their own contradictions and maybe they wouldn't have such a huge following.
Or loyal. I mean, the people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's hear a little bit. We have some excerpts from the documentary. This is the leader of the Georgia 3% Security Force, and I'll have you explain that name in a minute. But this is Chris Hill. He goes by the nickname General Holy War, and he says his group is not anti-government, but anti-tyrannical government.
I'm all alt-right. I mean, alt-right to me would be a conservative, a white, or black, Christian, conservative that has strong convictions about upholding and defending the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic.
And they feel, I got the sense from your documentary that they feel that they are training to fight the government if necessary.
Yeah, they feel like they're training to fight the government. They feel like they're training to fight an invasion from Muslims, from other countries, immigrants. they feel threatened by a lot of different things, or even extreme liberal groups. Like, they feel like Black Lives Matter is a terroristic organization, which obviously isn't true, but there's a lot of fear, I think, within these groups, which, you know, and spreads ignorance.
Okay, so what does this 3% security force refer to?
So 3%ers believe that about 3% of the colonists fought against the British during the Revolutionary War and won. And they're one of the largest armed militias in the nation. So the 3% security force is essentially national militia, although national militias are illegal, so they have different chapters in each state. And the Georgia security force is one of those chapters, and that's led by Chris Hill. So, that, you know, he believes that they are constitutionalist. That they're there to defend the Constitution and against foreign enemies or tyrannical government.
Before I play this next comment from Chris Hill, this is a good time to warn you that there's some language in this discussion that may not be suitable for all ages. But here's Chris Hill talking about why he trains so hard.
If I get some information that says there's a martial law, there's a nuclear attack, there's a chemical or biological situation, I'm getting prepared for anything short of a nuclear bomb landing on my forehead and killing me. I want to survive it. And if it's done by a hostile force, I'm going to kill as many bastards as I can before they get me.
And James, I want to play one more clip because this is from it looked like the only African-American there, but you can correct me on that. All of the members of this militia wear Confederate flag patches on their uniforms. And this is a man whose nickname is Corporal Cowboy. And again, he's African-American.
Nothing about this militia is racist at all. We have rebel, you know, flag and whatnot, but a rebel flag is just a flag. It's a piece of cloth. It was an American flag. It wasn't the best of times, but it was an American flag. It's our heritage. It does not mean anything. It's a piece of cloth.
Were you surprised when you spoke with him, or were you surprised to see an African-American there? Many of these militias are all white.
Yeah, I was surprised by both. I was surprised by his comment about the Confederate flag, about it meaning nothing. And I thought to myself immediately that if it means nothing, then why wear it at all? So it's, you know, it's again, it's quite confusing and contradictory on many levels.
And while we were talking about loyalty and members of this militia really devote a lot of time and money to this group, in the minute that we have left, why then do you find so much division? Because he talks in your documentary about people breaking up the group and deciding to leave and schisms in the group.
Yeah, I think there's a power struggle within a lot of these militias and different points of views, and they're not very well organized. So therefore, they fracture a lot and splinter and create more groups. I think it's just due to the unorganization and lack of clear thought or leadership within their movement.
That's filmmaker James Burns. He produced a documentary for Vice.com about a right-wing militia group in Georgia. You can watch that documentary at gpbnews.org. There's no narration in the documentary. It's all just the voices of the members of this militia and family members. James, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.